Oasis Audio presents 7 by Jen Hatmaker, read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Introduction. This is all Susanna's fault. She had to trot out her little social experiment, Pick 5, right when God was confronting me with my greed, excess, materialism, consumerism, envy, pride, comfort, insatiability, irresponsibility, and, well, there was other stuff, but I want you to like me, so I'll shelve the rest for later. Did I mention need for approval? Let me back up. My husband, Brandon, and I have undergone profound transformation in the last 3 years. Let me sum it up. God really messed us up. We were happy-go-lucky. Brandon was a pastor at a big old church making excellent scratch, and we spent our money however we wanted, on ourselves. We were climbing the ladder, baby. Fortunately, we didn't have to worry with the poor because we were paid pros serving the saved. We spent so much time blessing blessed people, there was nothing left over. Besides, that wasn't really our thing. Then, let's see, a bunch of stuff happened. The Holy Spirit leveled us and laid our motives bare. We turned into crazy people, yada, yada, yada. We started a new church centered on justice. Sorry for the gaps, but it's just too much. But my book, Interrupted, will walk you through the thrilling account of God turning our world upside down. Our adventure in relearning the essentials of faith, Austin New Church, has been on the ground for 2 years. It's a little faith community that has, quite simply, changed my life. Our mantra is, love your neighbor, serve your city. Taking a cue from Francis Chan, we take the scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, seriously, and we give away half of all we receive. We won't spend more on ourselves than our poor neighbor. A poor church plant operating on half of its intake means we rent a worship space with dancing frogs painted on the back wall and carpet that saw the Nixon administration. Our front door won't open properly, which resulted in one guy leaving during church to get something, not being able to get back in, and sitting on the curb until service was over. Our parking lot looks like it was hit by an earthquake and then patched up by drunken monkeys. We have no support staff, no secretaries, no copy machine. Our band is almost entirely homegrown. When we needed a drummer, one of our guys reported playing a few times in college. He was on stage the next week, where he kicked over a cymbal and accidentally launched a drumstick into the crowd. These are deficiencies most pastors would never stand for, or most churchgoers. But we won't buy carpet at the expense of orphans. $10,000 for a new parking lot could fund 100,000 tree seedlings to reforest Africa's decimated land and stimulate their local economy. It's kind of a no-brainer. But before you launch a parade, let's revisit my description in the first paragraph. Granted, we descended many rungs in the last 3 years, and transformation did not come cheaply or without pain. We suffered loss. Relationships, reputation, position, security, approval, acknowledgement, all the stuff I used to crave. But here is what I gave up the least. Comfort. I might have disagreed 2 years ago, when having a conversation with a homeless man was the most uncomfortable situation I could envision. When God first sent us to serve the poor, every moment was awkward. Each confrontation was wrought with anxiety. In Interrupted, I made this statement. I thought I'd never be happy again. However, God changed me and grafted genuine love for the least into my heart. I looked forward to every encounter, rejected service that was labor-intensive rather than relationally focused. I became a girl who loved the marginalized. I couldn't get enough of them in my personal space. So what used to be comfortable, being a big fat consumer Christian, became uncomfortable. Then what was uncomfortable, engaging the poor, became comfortable. Follow? Perhaps I gave up emotional comfort for a while, but then God affirmed Himself as our provider, established the vision He gave us, and taught me how to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?